With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. March 1st kicked off the new license year for Montana hunters, many of whom will rely on public land to punch their tags. Some of them say large out-of-state ranch owners are making it harder to get to their favorite hunting grounds. A hunter in Park County is pushing the courts to decide the limits of public access against private property rights. Driving south of Livingston, it's easy to see why this area is called Paradise Valley. The wide Yellowstone River snakes through ranchlands covered in snow. To the east lie the towering Absarokas with their jagged teeth and thick forests. To the west are the drier, scrubbier foothills to the Gallatin Range. But looking at a map reveals a different image. It shows a checkerboard of public and private land, a remnant of 19th century policymaking, when the federal government gave railroad companies alternating square mile sections of land up to 20 miles from where they were laying down tracks. For decades, people in Montana have been debating whether someone can cross from one square of public land to another at the corner where they touch without illegally trespassing on privately owned land. While corner crossing is allowed in checkers, it's a contentious and legally gray area in Montana and other Western states. The issue pops up regularly in the popular Bozeman-based podcast, Meat Eater.
One of my favorite things to talk about is I like to talk about corner hopping.
At public meetings about proposed hunting regulations.
A lot of corners in there.
A lot of corners right there where we can't touch.
And in online hunter chat rooms. Montana hasn't set specific laws on corner crossing, but a series of court cases coming out of Park County may indicate the limits of public access versus private property rights. Enter Cody Cherry, a retired horse trader south of Livingston. Cherry hunts and collects elk antlers in a checkerboard area of Custer Gallatin National Forest and Point of Rocks Ranch.
I'm doing what the public has a right to do.
Point of Rocks Ranch has accused Cherry of trespassing multiple times. Last year, Cherry was charged with trespassing on the ranch while corner crossing between two sections of Forest Service land. The case was dismissed. Check one for public access rights. Cherry's attorney, Carl Knuschel, leaned on a former Park County attorney's opinion from the 80s.
Swannell's opinion was that he wouldn't prosecute, it was not trespassing, to go from one public section to the next public section over that infinite corner. So once we pointed out to the county attorney that that was what the rule was before she became involved, became elected, then they dropped the charge.
The current Park and Gallatin County attorneys say corner crossing cases are reviewed on a case-by-case basis. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Access Guide says the agency doesn't recommend it without permission from the landowner. And a spokesperson with the Custer Gallatin National Forest said the agency doesn't have a position. But here's where this gets even more complicated. Because the earth is round, some of the square mile sections of land that were surveyed in the 19th century don't actually touch at the corner. In a second case last year, a jury found Cherry guilty of failing to get landowner permission for hunting on Point of Rocks Ranch when he cut across a nearly 80-foot gap between two corners of Forest Service land. His lawyer appealed to the Montana Supreme Court, saying Cherry wasn't hunting on private property, just passing through the gap to hunt on public land. The Supreme Court upheld the jury's decision in February. Check one for private property rights. Now, in a third ongoing civil case, the Point of Rocks Ranch is suing Cherry for trespassing at that same offset corner. Cherry has counterclaimed with something called prescriptive use. His attorney, Carl Knuschel, says because Cherry crossed the gap between the two corners continuously for at least 5 years without landowner permission and without hiding it, he can continue using that section of private property. So even if somebody doesn't have permission but they have that historical use, then it works.
It could be if a court determines that you met all those elements for a period of 5 years.
The attorney for Point of Rocks Ranch, Matthew Monforton, said in an email that Cherry's claim for prescriptive easement is unfounded. He declined an interview citing the pending litigation. Groups like United Property Owners of Montana have argued that prescriptive easements are a private property taking. They also say direct corner crossing is illegal because landowners have exclusive control of the airspace immediately above their property. Many private property rights advocates also argue that most landowners allow public hunting access if people ask permission first. Dane Ryder with the Montana chapter of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers says the amount of landlocked acres in Montana isn't necessarily increasing, but when land changes hands, a new owner may decide not to let anyone through.
One of the things that is most often cited as a reason people stop hunting is lack of access.
According to Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the number of Montana residents buying hunting licenses has been dropping by a few thousand people every year for the last 4 years. Ryder says the decline in hunters is a big problem because a lot of conservation work and programs are funded with license fees and excise taxes on guns, ammunition, and angling equipment.
With a decline in hunter numbers, you see declines in funding for very important programs, things like Habitat Montana, which pays for conservation easements, which allows access to public lands that are typically landlocked.
5% of Montana's public land is completely landlocked by private land, according to a study by the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership and Onyx Maps. As the debate around corner crossing continues, hunters are leaning more on precise GPS apps like Onyx Hunt to navigate checkerboard areas of public and private land. Some hunters are bypassing the issue by paying helicopters and small planes to take them in and elk out. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.